We can start now. I wanted to test Ecamm, but Ecamm wouldn't let me get past the camera screen. It says you don't have a camera, and that was it.
So no, wouldn't let it wouldn't let you go past that, huh?
No. There was no option for no camera.
Huh.
That's a major problem.
That is a problem. Yeah, they're having. It's not as good as they said it was going to be. I'm a little bit disappointed. No. But they're very good about fixing things. So probably next time we speak in a month, it'll be
good. If you don't mind being an alpha tester, I don't always like being an alpha tester.
No?
You end up doing work for free.
Yeah, but I'm finishing my ice cream. But yeah. What happens is you get to get the features that you want.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a bunch of features that I am directly, all because of my suggestions.
You're the user, so if they're responsive, they'll want to give them to you because you're using the software. They don't always know what the user wants. They know what they can deliver, so it makes sense. It's a two-way street.
See, but developers are terrible marketers, and they're terrible at feedback. So I jump at the chance. When I have something that I like, I'm like, I'll jump on the chance of being a beta tester.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we start? I'm really tired tonight, so I'll try not to go past 9:30.
Okay. Sounds good. So let's do it.
I am really tired. All right. I don't have any intro music, so we'll just say hello. This is the Fakeologist monthly meeting with Marcus Allen of EscapeNewNormal.com.
EscapeTheNewNormal.com. I got the right website this time.
Oh, EscapeTheNewNormal.com.
Either one will work.
EscapeTheNewNormal.com. So that's a new URL that you added just in case someone didn't put the.
There you go. Exactly.
Or they did put the.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Well, it's been a month. How you been?
I've been very well, and it's kind of weird because we talk privately, so it's like it's being couched that we don't talk for a month, but we talk a lot behind the scenes, which is unfortunate. I think we should talk a little bit more, actually.
Well, I'm always available to talk. In the day, I work, so I take phone calls and I record them. The quality is obviously not the best. You get background noise of all the things I'm doing. It's really unexciting to the listener, but I can talk in the day and if you want to call in the day. And anyone's welcome to call, including people who some people think are other people. Oh, boy.
Yep. Well, as you know, I don't like talking to you during the day because you're distracted and there's distracting things going on.
I am distracted.
Yeah. So
I am very distracted.
I want your full attention because the things that we talk about is very intense. So
sure.
We need the full attention. Plus, your microphone sounds a million times better.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Bluetooth on the phone has got so many distances to overcome. But on the other hand, at least I catch calls I almost never would catch.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody calls me and I can answer the phone, I do, and sometimes it's pretty interesting because a lot of people just can't be scheduled. And I only have about 90 minutes in the evening in between falling asleep and eating my dinner and being with my family. So it's a tight window, but that's what happens when you're busy and working in the system.
Yep. I can imagine. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you're more independent, more free, and I'm just stuck with a daily routine, which I like,
mm-hmm.
But who knows what the future holds, because that's, of course, all we talk about is the future. This has been quite a ride.
So let's talk about that. I mean, let's turn this on you. So how are you feeling? I ask you this every month. How are you feeling about the future?
Well, not the greatest. You know, the more you research this stuff, it can really knock you down. I got an email from Anna Brees, who is an ex-media, allegedly, in England.
Wow.
Well, no, I'm a patron of hers. I give her a whopping.
Oh, so she didn't send you. She didn't send you a personal email.
It wasn't personal, but she did send a huge list of all her contacts that she's researching, and most of them I knew. But she did say at the beginning, which was totally right, she said, if this starts to get you down, then just walk away from it and do something else. So that is really, really important, because I am just taking a tsunami of videos and audios and text. And sometimes you really can, it can weigh you down, even somebody who is rather strong-willed and minded like myself. So I actually started listening to music again, which I know you hate, in the past week, just some really old Pink Floyd, which I think is, that's when they used to be able to play their own instruments. You remember those days?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's overwhelming. It's really overwhelming sometimes. But
did you know that I used to manage rock bands?
I think you might have mentioned it. Is there any rock band I might know?
I was involved with the Hooters.
The Who?
The Hooters.
I was gonna say the Who.
Not the Who.
The Hooters. Okay.
From Philadelphia.
Okay. Is that the one where they say, "And We Dance"?
And We Dance, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great song.
It's a very good song, yeah. Yeah, so I was in college, and this hot chick came up to me. Somehow, I forget what happened, because I was managing bands you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
And she found out that I was a FileMaker Pro guy. That's a database software for the Mac. And that I was into mailing lists and marketing, and she wanted me to enter fans' names and addresses into a database. So I did that for a little bit. It's kind of fuzzy. I don't remember exactly what it was, but I was kind of ticked off because it was like I was given the job. I wasn't paid, and there was no benefit to do it, and it took up a lot of my time.
Yeah.
That's all I remember. But, yeah, I mean, the whole –
number one song was Johnny B. I don't even know that song unless I play it. Maybe I'll know it. Do you know Johnny B?
Oh, wait, now you got to play it.
Because I don't remember it. Let's just hear music. Let's hear it. Do I know this?
Yeah, I know this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not my favorite. Was that in a movie or something?
No, I'm not sure.
What the hell? This is the one I did like.
And We Dance.
Oh, actually, I see another one I like. And I just, anyone listening to my stream here, the settings got changed. You know, Windows is such a pain in the butt. Change my audio settings again.
No comment.
Without my permission. Well, it's a long... little intro at the beginning here.
Can you skip it?
Oh, here we go. There. Who knew it was a 1 minute lead up? Yeah, that's a great song. Oh, there's you on the stage.
I don't think so.
Now this song. This is relevant. Look at, you know this one? What's with all these long lead-ups to the song? Oh, this is a great song. You know what this one is?
Oh, sure.
That's a great intro, too. What year was this? Listen to the first four lines. I'm just looking at the lyrics here. Okay, that wasn't the first line. It's the chorus.
On the mountain.
I just want to get to the chorus and hear the four lines. That's the only four lines that are listed here in the lyrics. You're going to like this. This is still relevant. I don't know if you remember this chorus right here. Right here. Oh, what great lyrics, eh? Wow, how, is this predictive programming? Did you remember those lyrics?
I did, yeah,
Yeah, but did you ever think about them as relevant as for today?
Oh, of course, yeah, man. And that reminds me, I don't know if we've talked about it with Faith Popcorn. Did we talk about Faith Popcorn?
Yeah, you've mentioned her, and I've looked, she's still tweeting.
Oh, good. You mean he's still tweeting?
Whatever, yeah. I didn't really get a good look. But yeah, if you didn't hear that, the four lines are, all you zombies hide your faces, all you people in the street, all you sitting in high places, the rain's going to fall on you. Is that not today?
I don't really understand the last two lyric parts. What do you make of that?
All you elite, things are going to come down on you.
Oh, so they're saying that
they're speaking truth to power. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they said these people are doing demonic things, and whatever you want to, another word you want to use for demonic. So it's not going to last forever. It's not going to be able to last forever.
No.
It'll collapse on them. And all these detention camps that we hear that they're getting information on to build in Canada. They're gonna go there. They're gonna be going there and locked up. Maybe not right away, but I hope people realize that.
Wow, I mean that's quite the statement. I've never heard you so positive about that before.
No, I'm just hoping that's what happens.
Okay.
I'm hoping. Okay. I didn't say it's gonna happen, but I'm hoping.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Oh damn! Why did you have to do that?
It's never happened in the history of life, has it?
Yeah, maybe not. Okay.
I mean, I would love to be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to put that song in the show notes. Great song.
Yes, I already have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll send you all the show notes tonight.
Okay, how about you? Are you optimistic?
Oh, I've never been more optimistic. And that includes, I don't know if you heard my podcast last night about going to Mystic, Connecticut.
I did not hear your podcast because I did not get an email or an alert.
Yeah, I accidentally deleted my website that had all the podcasts on it, and I did have backup, and I've been for the last 4 days restoring the backup, and that's been fun. And that's messed up with – see, everything's like a chain. So if you're with Apple Podcasts, I'm a big fan of Overcast podcasts. Overcast uses Apple's feed. And Apple has had me down for like 3 days now. So that's probably why you haven't been alerted. Although Spotify just turned it on today. So anyway, I went to Mystic, Connecticut. I told you about that because I told you should come visit with me.
And that's nowhere close to where I am.
Yeah, it's 8 hours.
That's not close.
Plus you can't get over the border, right? Yeah. But we do go to Ithaca a lot.
Yeah, that's closer.
That's about 4 hours away from you.
It's still...
So anyway...
On my days off, I don't go anywhere. When you drive for a living...
Yeah, but it's me, dude.
Yeah, come well, that's what phone calls are for, but okay.
So we went to Mystic, Connecticut. Do you know anything about the New England area, about their political leanings?
I'm going to guess they're more left of center.
I'm not a political person. Does that mean more Democrat or more Republican?
More Democrat, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's not more, it's insanely beyond the left.
Right.
It was the worst visit of a town I've been to, since the lockdown.
Okay, why?
Everyone is wearing a mask outside. Everyone looked scared. Everyone was staring at me because I wouldn't wear a mask outside. Everyone. It was fantastic. I love that. And
outside.
Oh, my God. Outside.
It's one thing to be inside, but outside, that's off the charts.
So the only reason I went there is because I went there like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this Mystic hat. Love the hat. It's got leather band on the back. And I'm like, I want to get that hat. So I'm like, let's go get the hat. So that's what we did. And oh my God, we went into the store and we missed the sign. There was a sign about 10 feet into the store that said, you must sanitize your hands.
Right.
You must sanitize. Well, we didn't see that. My wife, who's very politically correct, didn't see it. No, none of in our family saw it. And we were marked people.
Really?
As soon as we went, oh my gosh, yeah. The owner and the employees were staring absolute daggers at us. And I was fully masked up.
Really?
It had some.
You were fully masked up. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I respect if they say to mask up and it says no exceptions, and that's what the store said, and I want something bad enough, and I did. Mm-hmm. Which I regret now, then I'll do what they say. That's fine. I'll do it for a couple of minutes. That's fine. I'm not Todd. I know Todd's militant about that.
Yeah. He's you gotta have time for a fight. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Well, you gotta pick your battles. And I think he's picking, we can talk about that. I think he's totally picking the wrong battles. We should definitely talk about that.
Sure.
So get the hat. The guy doesn't say boo to me. I dropped $56 on two hats. You would think I'd get a thank you, nothing. And then, which I didn't talk about in my podcast, then we spoke to a 93-year-old woman who was 93 going on 36.
Whoa.
The most amazing conversation, except she was completely bored, and we were talking to her for an hour. It got dark. We didn't get home until very late.
That was a customer?
No, it was someone who lived right on the water. And all she did was gossip about how shitty her neighbors were. It was hysterical. She was like a comedian. And I did record it on my Apple Watch, but I can't find the recording. Plus, she mentioned
watch.
Name.
On your watch. That's funny.
She thought my family thought I was trying to like get too close to her to like scare her off, but I was just trying to get close to the microphone and pick it up. It was an excellent conversation, but it didn't record, and it was all full. It was just gossip about how shitty the people in the town are.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the world we live in right now. Everyone's shitty. Everyone's scared. And it's awful, but I am very optimistic because I'm seeing things. As you know, I live in the comments. I am seeing tons of people waking up. In fact, I want to show you the smoking gun evidence right now. And let's talk about Todd. The smoking gun evidence that COVID is bullshit. You can go type it in right now in Google. Just go to Google right now. Everyone listening to this, go do this search right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Go, I'm ready.
COVID, space, deaths, space, cases, enter.
COVID, death, cases, okay. I get Canada.
Do you have a dashboard that shows up?
I have a dashboard, yeah.
And on the left, does it say deaths or does it say new cases?
On the left, well, the graph,
under
I'm looking
at daily change.
Okay, I'm looking at death, so there's a drop down.
Right, so do new cases first.
New cases first. Okay, new cases, yeah. It's going up.
Right, but look at deaths. Toggle the deaths.
Yeah, well, it's flat. It's flat line over here. Boom. It's been a flat line since.
Boom.
Yeah, it's been a flat line since June. We had a spike. We had a spike in Canada. Of 90 on October 2nd, 990. Yeah, that's what we had. That's a spike. One day.
So have some fun. Toggle between new cases and deaths, and you tell me that this isn't fucking bullshit.
Well, there's not one thing that you can show me that tells me it's true. For me, it's the other way around.
But for the people in Mystic, Connecticut, if I just walked around with my laptop and showed them this, would they still mask up outside? Probably.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, Marcus. That's the problem. Yeah, your deaths. I'm looking at the United States.
Yep.
And it's just been, it looks like just a rough road. It goes little up, little down, little up. But overall, it's flatlined since June. And yet, there's actually a spike. And yeah. We know it's a simulation. The simulation in my mind is what would happen if there was such thing as a virus that was contagious? What would the numbers be based on the normal interactions of people with 100% transmissibility? That's what we're looking at. That's the simulation. It's like bacteria. We know how bacteria doubles every so many hours, so then we can figure out how many bacteria there would be in perfect situations where the dish was ever expanding and the food the bacteria fed off was ever expanding and their own waste didn't kill them was not, you know, all these models, that's what would happen. So we're in a simulation. They are just overlaying a simulation. That's where the projected numbers all come from, the simulation.
I don't even think it's a simulation. I think it's completely made up bullshit.
No, but listen, you have to have a reason for, and the easiest way for people to realize how things spread if we had a virus, if it was transmittable, those are two big ifs, is to remember that shampoo commercial. Mm-hmm. You know the one where you tell two friends? It was Fabergé. You don't remember this commercial?
I told two friends about Fabergé organic shampoo with pure wheat drum oil and honey, and they told two friends and so on. Hey, that's not Fabergé organic shampoo.
It isn't? It's an imitator. They're not all the same.
Can you hear that?
I'm sure it's Fabergé.
Wow, Valisette, that was very good.
Super shine and super fresh smelling hair. Get the one.
Wait, this is the best part, the end.
You'll tell two friends, and they'll tell two friends. Now you got it. And so on, and so on, and so on.
Fabergé organic shampoo.
So the screen filled up with her, the screen kept splitting with her head, and it ended up with an exponential number of her head on the screen. That is one of those commercials that just doesn't leave my head. My head is full of commercials from the last 40 years, however long I've been cognizant, and I'm proof that a catchy commercial, you can remember it forever.
Sure.
It's just crazy. I have enough commercials in my head, so if you could say a few lines, then I would complete it with a commercial.
All right, ready? 8675.
5309. Yeah, that's a song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and songs. So it's just proof that psychic driving works. This is how our brains work. We create these paths in our brains, and you can't get rid of them. I guess maybe heavy drug use could probably destroy your brain cells, or maybe alcohol or marijuana if you're an excessive – if anything you abuse, you could probably destroy parts of your brain. But mine is pristine when it comes to that because I don't do any of that stuff except study media, which is probably killing me from the inside out. But, yeah, so that's the simulation. That's what I – that's what I think the models could be based on. And then
Did you hear who was I'm looking up this commercial right now. Did you hear what TV star was in the commercial?
Which one? Sorry.
Do you know what famous TV star was in the Fabergé commercial you just played?
No. I don't
Heather
remember.
Heather Locklear.
Was that Heather? Yeah, they might have had a few different actresses. The one I saw I don't think was her, but yeah. Yeah, she was unbelievable. Yeah, I don't know if that's her, but yeah.
That's a very good example of how – I'm going to use that in my video about
let me read this here. The shampoo commercial from the 1970s that shows the exponential power of social networks. This is the commercial that motivated James Fowler, political scientist at UCSD, to study the effect of social networks on voting. connectedthebook.com. I guess that's the book he wrote. So that really, so I am right. I didn't even read that part, but that's sort of what I'm trying to say to you. It's just, okay, so voting, I can see what they're trying to get at, but they took that and went crazy with the idea if a virus, if they exist, are contagious, which they are, this is what would happen. So. Anyway, that's the commercial. So the COVID, that's why it gets a little tough. And the other thing is the pure impunity that our representatives are running around with their regulations. They're just getting kind of really rude and kind of, well, especially the left ones. Now the left wing, the Democrats in your area, the leftists dominate Quebec politics. It's always been that way. And the more left-wing you are, the more you think the government has a solution. And if you, so it also makes them actually more fascistic in nature. And Jeff C, who is a Canadian that lives in Montreal, that does really good work lately. A lot of these guys that we might have been aggravated with in the past are doing pretty good stuff now. He just dropped a video that I put on FacoTube. And the way the Quebec guy is speaking, you would think he's joking. It's so absolutely, if you don't do this, just wait. If you don't obey. And I thought, God, who does this guy think he is? Honestly.
Yeah.
It's just, no, that is just, that's what bothers me. These guys are really starting to take this power trip and it's going right to their head. Like all power corrupts and all. Power corrupts absolutely, or whatever that saying is. So this guy, that's what disturbs me. And when an independent member of parliament where I live, Ontario, stands up in the legislature, which is only half full, but apparently he's allowed to show up every time because he's independent. He doesn't have to alternate days. He asks a question and it's just completely ignored. I also think that should be completely illegal. Should not be able to do that. If someone asks you a question, you should not be able to answer whatever you feel like. That doesn't answer the question. But he basically asked, are you guys setting up internment camps and where will they be located and what for? And the guy just ignored him. He just answered, yeah, quarantining is good. That's all he said. So I don't like that kind of arrogance.
Yeah.
It really, really irritates me.
Is this the video called Why is Canada Setting Up Detention Camps?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'll Facebook. Post that in the notes.
Yep. Yeah. It's so weird. Let me just skip, if I could. Sure. I want to skip to just the part where this asshole, you know, I just an asshole in Quebec gets up and he just says this. It just drives me nuts.
It's a potential setup. This,
so let me just it's skip forward.
About.
That's. Might have missed it, but I'm not sure.
Police checkpoints are set up on all the bridges. And everyone leaving the city is required to...
Good music by Chris or Jeff.
I'm telling you.
This guy.
I'm telling you, if people don't do what is supposed to be done, because it's not only your life, but the life of others that will be in measure, I will be very a bad boy. I can be a bad boy. Very bad boy.
This, you know, that kind of talk.
If
just
people of Ontario should prepare for.
That gets under my skin. It really does.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I don't know if is it happening in Pennsylvania. Are they talking like that? What's happening there?
Oh yeah. Well, in Pennsylvania, 3-4 weeks ago, a federal judge said that it was unconstitutional to do the lockdowns, and. Sure enough, it was overturned with no opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, if that isn't in your face, like they didn't even give a reason why they overturned it, which is like unheard of. Overturned without opinion.
So that's very absolute. That's very – there's no talking about it.
And that leads – hopefully we can talk about what Todd is doing. Like – first of all, I admire Todd. I'm going to go with the pros. I admire Todd a lot. I admire his chutzpah. Todd was a member of Exclave for a little bit. I was excited because I thought he was going to bring it to the table. And now I see he's falling for what they want us to do, which is the whole law thing. Like, that is not the answer. Yes, you're going to have some wins, but they write the laws. They're not going to let you write whatever to them and it's going to turn things around. That is ridiculous. I hear when he's talking about that, I'm like, I'm smacking my face. I'm like, oh, someone, please let him know. I'm hoping he listens to this. Todd, this is not the way to go.
Hold on. I just got a call. I'm going to have to set up the call. Hold on a sec. You might want to. I didn't know this guy was going to call. Call. See if it's go. Caller, can you hear me?
Oh, hey. It's Walker.
Unscheduled call. I wasn't, I didn't know who, I didn't actually open up the phones, but I see my cell phone ringing. So, Walker, say hello to Marcus Allen. The Marcus Allen.
Hey, Marcus, how are you, man?
What's up? Is that your first name or last name, Walker?
It's my only name.
So you only have one, so you're like Prince or Cher?
Yeah, that's my first name.
First, okay. I've never heard of a first name named Walker. That's cool.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Real quick, I was just tuning in, and my favorite subject came up, and I had to call. So thanks for picking up the phone, fakeologist.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. I didn't even have the line set up right, but go ahead.
I mean, I guess my question for you guys is, what's the point of all the great work that you guys have done and continue to do if when somebody asks you to put a mask on your face, you just immediately comply without any resistance?
Can I take that, or you want to take that?
No, go ahead, because he's asked me that. That was the subject of our last call.
Yeah, I heard that. And, again, I admire all this. I admire someone like Walker who is going to be resistant and say, no way I'm going to do it, this and that. I guess the question for Walker is, do you have a family?
Yeah, I have a family.
And do they resist wearing a mask if they need to get food and the only option is to go to this one place and you need food to eat? Are they like you, where they say, no way, I'm not wearing the mask?
So what's the difference? I mean, I'll answer that question, but I asked you guys the question, and you came
question
about my family, which I don't think is really relevant.
Right. Well, I have a family.
It's totally irrelevant, really, how I'm behaving at all.
Okay.
I'm just asking you guys because, you know, and it's like I am calling out of respect for you guys. And, like, I don't want to hear about you guys even wearing masks. Like, you're so much better than wearing masks, and you guys know what's going on. How can we expect these normies who are absolutely brainwashed and clueless to resist if people who know precisely what's going on and from what I hear from your conversations, you guys don't resist at all. You don't even walk in without a mask until they tell you to put one on. Like, you just don't even want any type of conflict. You're just willing to do something so degrading, like put a mask on your face.
Well, I don't think you've listened to any of my audios then, because that's not me. I don't wear a mask 98.5% of the time. What I do is, like, for example, our supermarket in town, which is – I just get paper – I don't buy any food from there really. It says you must wear a mask to enter the store. So I literally I have a gaiter. I don't even wear a mask. I have a gaiter, and I wear it around my neck, and I enter the store, and I'm now in compliance because it says you must wear a mask to enter the store. And I am technically doing what they want. Now, the reason I bring up the family,
congratulations, you're compliant. I mean, fuck compliance, okay, man. I mean, okay, fuck these guys and their signs on the doors, man. I mean, they don't have any right, and they don't even have a legal right to do what they're doing.
I agree 100%. I agree too.
You have legal grounding.
Say that again?
You have legal grounding, he said, which is true. You do, but. Are you arguing with a lawyer at the door, or you are arguing with some guy or girl that's making minimum wage with a bottle of spray alcohol? Do I really want to explain the law to them? Do I really want to wait for the manager when all I want is a bag of bananas? That's the problem. You see, that's where they get you. You see, that's the other thing. When you're driving down the highway and you're going too fast, well, you could get there faster, but I don't want any hassle. I don't want to deal with their laws. I just don't want to interact at all. So I usually go the speed limit. That's really what I do, even if it's a dumb limit.
They're literally asking you to suffocate yourself.
I agree. It's so wrong.
Deny your humanity by putting a mask over your face. Okay. At
right.
What point? I mean, and you're just okay with that?
No. No, not at all. I don't think Marcus is either. But on the other hand, we want to get in and get out.
What? I guess. Listen, I'm not here. I don't want to sound like I'm haranguing you guys or being. I do it out of, like, believe it or not, I do it out of love. I don't want you guys doing it. I
want you to come to Toronto and escort me into the supermarket. That would be love.
Go look at Flat Earth Fokker. That guy is in Vancouver. And
I watch the guy. I do watch the guy. He's on tour in Canada. I watch the guy.
But there's options. Like, I'm not a one who – I'm not personally going into a lot of places.
Me neither. I ain't either.
I order a lot of stuff online.
Well, I do all that too. Isn't that complying, though? Aren't you being compliant?
You're totally complying. That is total compliance. Total compliance.
It is. Because why don't you get out there and start confronting too?
I haven't put a mask on my face one time. Okay. You're going to tell me I'm compliant? I mean, what percentage of the population?
Well, I am if you're ordering online.
Between America and Canada, do you think has never put a mask on one time?
1%.
I'm not saying it's anything to be proud of.
1% at the most.
And for you to claim that you're going to turn the tables on me and tell me I'm compliant? I mean, you got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Chris,
it's not a competition. I don't want you guys to wear a fucking mask. I wish you
would. I don't want to either. What should I tell my boss? What should I tell my boss who last year we had to wear safety vests in the warehouse, okay, which is completely stupid. She walks around in sandals, but we have to wear a safety vest. And how can I argue with someone like that? Because literally the only thing you need in a warehouse is safety shoes, because that's a real threat. You can walk into or have your foot run over by warehouse equipment. Yet we have to wear a safety vest, but not safety shoes. See that stupidity? That is the level of stupidity that I've dealt with over the years. Now I have to argue about the mask makes no sense. You see? What do I want to argue with?
Because the mask is where we all need to draw the line.
I agree.
That's my opinion. Okay?
I agree. It's a good opinion.
That's all I really can
It is a great opinion. I totally agree.
And I hope you stop wearing masks. Because if you guys don't stand up to it and you guys have so much clarity on what's going on, then what hope is there for humanity?
Okay, everywhere I walk into, see, this is the problem in my mind. I walk into different people's businesses all the time, and I did stand up at one place. I walked in, I opened the door, the place I go once in a while, and there's a bar within 1 or 2 feet of the door. So I can't even go down into their waiting area. So I'm standing at the door. The guy charges me. First he says, put on your mask. So I don't do anything. Next thing I know, the guy's aiming a temperature gun at me like he's going to shoot me in the head. I said, wait a second. What are you doing? I knew what he was doing, but I said, what do you think you're doing? I said, you're not taking my temperature. If you want to deal with me, I'll be outside. You can come outside. Because I'm not doing that for sure, and I'm not wearing a mask either outside. So he had to come outside with the business paperwork and whatnot. So I do take some stands sometimes. I pick my battles. But when I'm with my family and they don't want to be embarrassed by me or be delayed doing whatever we're doing, then I'll do it. Marcus had a good point. I'll just maybe flip it up to get through the door, and then back down it comes, and I breathe again. So I agree with everything you say. I would be in full support if we could get 10 people together and have a no mask buying at wherever we are. But I can't find 10 people, or we're not on the same schedule.
Right.
That's the problem. I'd love to do it.
trying to do this alone is not going to work. You need to do the flash mob, where the flash mob
of even no one mask, other person. If I went to go to the store with you, okay. Yeah. There's then when the one person comes and confronts both of us, at least we'll have an advantage until the manager comes over, and then it'll be 2-on-2. There'll be a little less, of one guy standing up. I don't believe the guy in Tiananmen Square stood up to a tank. Sorry, that didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
But it looked good for TV, and it was very inspiring. But there's no way one guy did that. That guy would have been clocked over the head with a truncheon before the cameras even got there. They wouldn't have run over him. They would have just grabbed him and thrown him in the back of the tank. So there is a lot of mythology about what you can and can't do. Now, of course, we're in the right. Almost every other video on FakoTube is anti-mask stuff because I think it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to find that on any other website. So at least I'm collating and piling it up in one place for people to look at.
I'd like to interject here. I was tonight going to announce a domain name, but I'm having problems getting it. It's called BigMaskLies.com.
Okay. And, can't get it?
No, I got it. It won't let me redirect to my Escape the New Normal page. There's something going on there. I'll fix it. But I wanted to do this interview or this conversation.
As long as it doesn't have the word corona in it, you'll be fine.
Right.
That won't work.
So I have literally spent 2 weeks with other people coming up with 29 reasons why wearing a mask is a lie. So when I hear Walker say that I'm not doing any, you know, he looks up to us and it's for love, and I kind of call bullshit on that. trust me.
Thank you.
Ask my family what it's like to be around me. I was in a restaurant 2-3 weeks ago without a mask, ordering, and it said you had to wear a mask. I did not have a mask on, and my family always hides at the booth. Right?
They all slip under the table.
Yeah. And this guy turns around and sees I'm not wearing a mask. He's like, what are you doing? Put the mask on. Stand 10 feet back. He went completely crazy on me.
Right. This is another customer in the restaurant.
Yeah, another customer in the restaurant. So I walk up closer to him and smile and say, I don't have to wear a mask. That's it. That's all I said. What? You're going to spread – you know, he just goes crazy. And then he'd start – I want the manager here. I want him out of the restaurant.
Right.
It was a complete scene. I loved it because I love when people see that. My family, not so much. That's why I asked if you had a family. If you have the whole family who's on board with that, kudos to you. I don't. And I still go in without a mask.
And they wear their masks, I guess.
The manager came over. The manager's like, you have to wear a mask. I said, no, I don't have to wear a mask. And I held up my cell phone because I have a webpage that I go to. I said, the governor just said it's unconstitutional. And then immediately he changes his mind. He goes, well, it's recommended that you have to wear a mask. So did I win that battle? I don't know. I mean, my hamburger didn't taste all that good. So do you really want to pick a fight with a restaurant where they're making your food?
I say you won that battle. So, you know,
You don't think you won that battle? No, because one person doing that is not going to win this battle. We are up against – it's a race for time. I don't even think we have a year left. I think it's summer of next year. You need to have the tipping point, 1 out of 7 people on Earth, to say, no, this is bullshit. And I think we're getting close, but you need the power of numbers. One person isn't going to do it. Whenever I hear, oh, at least we saved one person. No, one person is not going to save us from this. We need 1 out of 7 people. We need like 1 billion people to say no.
Yeah.
And I see it happening. I'm very optimistic about that. But this idea, and that's why I want to talk about Todd, you know, that we're going to, you know, fight it with their laws. We're going to use their laws against them. And, you know, we're not going to comply with what they say. You have to be very careful when you're by yourself on, you know, what battles you pick. Because someone could literally kill you over this.
Absolutely. That guy in the booth beside you could have swung his steak knife at you. Yeah. And no, you could have stuck up.
You know, that's just straight up fear mongering.
That is not. People are insane. People are insane about this.
These people are pussies. They're wearing masks around. They're
compliant. Okay, but 98% of the world is a pussy.
They're not going to do anything. They're total pussies. No one getting killed over not wearing a mask.
Oh, I would be happy to show you lots of videos that look very real to me of people pulling out a gun. I just saw one today. I'd be happy to send it to you. So is it worth it?
Yeah, if the guy in the gun thinks you're going to kill him.
I'm not afraid. You know, I'll just say this one last thing and I'll get going.
Yeah.
For me, this is like a personal journey and like I'm not going to degrade myself. And it's like I'm not living under some illusion that like, yeah, me not wearing a mask is going to sort of have this, you know, ripple effect that's going to change the world. It's not like that for me. This is about, you know, my dignity and my humanity. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm not sacrificing it over this nonsense. That's my opinion. I hope best to you guys. I'll keep listening. And
hey,
Walker,
truly
appreciate
before you run, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go.
Before you run, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you read Tim's blog every day and watch the FakoTube videos he posts every day?
Yeah, I mean, I keep a pretty close eye on his blog.
Is there any question how he feels and how he's trying to help people wake up to this? Is there even a doubt in your mind about it?
No, there's no doubt in my mind.
So then what's the – I don't understand the problem. I mean, I can understand you say, listen, I'm a little disappointed that you're saying the advice, but you're not doing
it. The blog is the philosophy, but we've got a real life that we have to go and execute on a regular basis. And I'm just saying your execution isn't in line with your philosophy. That's kind of my claim here.
Okay. I totally disagree with you, but you know, so far we still have the ability to agree to disagree. Maybe they're going to take that away from us too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I look at this, big muscular tattoo guy in Canada, Chris Guy, flying around at protests and he's just saying, bring it on, arrest me. I can't wait to bring this to trial. Well, if I had whatever resources he has so he doesn't have to work every single day, I would do the same thing.
And not have a family that you have a duty and obligation
to
take care of.
Well, he has a wife, but I don't think he has children. He doesn't speak. Well, I don't know. Maybe he does. I don't know what his situation is. I can't remember what he said.
Like, it's a very nuanced thing here. You just can't say you should do that. I mean, like, it's very nuanced. I mean, my family is embarrassed by me.
Well, so is mine. And I don't actually travel around very much with them. They go on their own mask ways. Yeah.
Right.
It's a tough call.
I disagree. To me, it's not nuanced. It's like, to me, it's obvious that this is the spot. But I understand. But that's just my opinion. So, thank you guys for the time. I've said all my piece. And, best to both of you guys.
Thank you very much, Walker. You're a good man.
It's like, you know, that's like the do you ever see the beggars on the street and if you don't give them money, they go, good luck and God bless? That's like their fuck you to you. Good luck.
Oh,
God
I don't.
Bless.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Marcus, listen to me. Don't you think I would have told you F you if I really meant it at this point? I mean, I wanted to tell you that. You know what I'm saying?
So. Wait, so you wanted to tell me that?
No, I would tell you F you if I wanted to tell you F you. I'm not afraid of doing that. But I mean it when I say, you know, best and God bless you both, you know.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. I can see your frustration. I admit I'm just a little bit of a pussy in these situations. I don't know if I'm a little bit of a pussy because I don't mind a little bit of a confrontation here. I really don't. But the problem is I don't have time. My time is really finite. And I agree. Same with getting pulled over. I could argue with the cop, but I know the system now. And yeah. I know I was told if you don't say anything when you're pulled over and you just don't say a word, take the ticket. Just say yes, sir. You show your hands so he's never feeling threatened. Show your hands. Always show your hands. Never reach.
Keys up on the dashboard.
Yeah, never reach until you get permission. Say, can I do this with my hands? Because the first thing, they're always worried about getting killed, which is reasonable. And you don't say anything. So if you do go to court, and that's always 3 to 6 months later, they will not remember you. Why? Because you you didn't have anything memorable. It was just a boring traffic stop.
And when you go to court, and they'll knock it down just by showing up.
That's true, but if you ask for disclosure evidence, this is what I did once, and they didn't have any notes on you. Because you didn't do anything. You just, he maybe didn't write up a note because there was nothing. He gave you the ticket. He doesn't remember you. And if he can't give you disclosure, then you say, well, then I think we need to throw out this case because you don't even remember doing it. So you can't testify. It did. The point is, though, you're just playing the game. And do we want to change the world by being the guy that calls the manager and waits 2 hours for, just to buy a cookie? If you have the time, I love watching. I think it's great. I love watching conflict. I love hearing conflict. That's just not going to be me today. When I retire and I got all day and I can get arrested for the overnight, when I know I have the night to be able to do that, maybe I'll do that. I don't know.
My way of going about this is very simple. I walk in and I go I ask for the manager. If I go to a new place, I walk in and I ask for the manager. I said, I am unable to wear a mask. Can I still do business with you? And almost every time they go, oh, don't worry about it. Yeah, you can come in without a mask.
Yeah, you're asking permission, which when you're on someone else's property, even if it's a place of public accommodation, you're being polite.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going in and say, can I come in here and break all your glass?
Right.
Are you okay with, because it that's a really offensive thing to do, because when you go into someone's place, you are in their place. Even if you are implied invited and they can't discriminate, you really have to realize people are territorial for sure.
And by the way, Peggy Hall is wrong on this. She's like, oh, it's a public accommodation and they have to blow. No, that's not necessarily true. If there is a perceived threat, then the public accommodation goes out the window. If they perceive that you are a threat to their business, whether it's health or you're going to rob the place, public accommodation goes out the window. So they can spin that up like, I felt threatened.
And the other problem is all their customers feel the same way. That's the other problem. Well, they all see if someone walks in without a mask, they're all masked. You're a threat to them. Whether it's real or not, it's in their mind. That's the problem. That's the checkmate of this whole mask thing right now. It really is. So the store owner is going to get quickly someone coming over and say, there's a guy in here. You got to go after him. So it's not just the manager. You got everyone in the store. You want to take on everyone?
That's
real.
Fuck masks. Fuck people.
I know. I can't. Walker, can you video yourself doing that? I can't wait to see how you're dealing with it. Because if you have I can't wait to see a righteous anti-masker. And I'm on your side. I'd love to watch the video.
I said my piece. I mean, you know.
All right.
Whatever. I handle it. I haven't had an issue. I've been thrown out of places. I've been harassed. Whatever.
All right.
You know?
Well, no, good.
I go on with my life, you know. I'm not going to let these fuckers, like, tell me to suffocate myself and to, you know, just degrade the essence of my humanity. I don't give a fuck if I'm on someone's property, you know.
Well, I do.
What if they ask you? Oh, you need to perform sodomy if you want to come in here and have a.
That's an illogical fallacy.
That's an appeal to ridicule. That is a logical fallacy, but it's funny.
I guess where would you?
I draw the line. Sodomy. That is definitely a line for me. No question. I would put a lock on my belt before I.
No one's going to ask you to do that.
About a mask and goggles? Would you do a mask and goggles?
No, I won't.
Listen,
do a mask.
I avoid stores anyway.
Somewhere else to go to.
Yeah, I'd go to the goggle-free place. But I have to admit, now that I wear glasses all the time, I do wear goggles when I cut the lawn or use the weed whacker. Because man, I've had things in my eyes before. They fly off the fence, and I wear goggles over my glasses because I don't want to lose my sight.
I think what Walker is saying is mostly right. It's just it sounds like he's trying to pick a fight with the store owner who believes this bullshit. Well, then make them suffer. Go somewhere else. That's what I do. I find out who is willing to let me shop or buy something without a mask. And if they say on the door, you have to enter with a mask on, I'll play that game for 1 second. And will literally enter with – it's not even around my mouth. It's around my neck. I'll play that game for a second. It's worth it.
I just don't shop. I let my poor wife deal with it. See, that's the kind of man I am. So I take the – anyway, thank you, Walker. I appreciate your fandom and calling in.
All right, yeah, fuck these masks. Anybody listening, don't wear a fucking mask. Don't listen to these two. You can listen to them about anything else, but not about the masks. Oh, like 95% of the masks, you can listen to them. But anyways, right. Whatever. God bless. Thanks for the time.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. There goes Walker.
God Whew. Bless.
So what did – okay, now talk about Todd and the mask, even though Todd's not here, but I'm sure he'll call in if he's listening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's talk about it. I mean, it's like
– go ahead. But what did you want to say specifically that he's
doing? I forget now because I wanted to pick a fight with Walker.
But how's he doing it wrong? That's what you thought.
Oh, you mean with the law and what is his – John? I forget the guy with the three names.
John J. Singleton. That guy's good though. I think he might have a great angle. I'd love the health angle, by the way.
But again, you're not going to get any – it is my observation.
Yeah.
That this will go absolutely nowhere. You might have a small win here, and like Peggy, he helped Peggy Hall make it so that Orange County got rid of it. But then a day later, they switched it back and doing stuff. You're dealing with an utterly corrupt system,
mm-hmm.
and you're trying. It's like trying to be sovereign, your own sovereign person, and talking about the all caps in your name, and you're not that person. It's like. Give me a break. They're going to throw you in jail. I know so many people. Same thing with trying to avoid taxes by you know, it's ridiculous to get to pay tax, which I agree. It's ridiculous to get to pay tax.
Todd had a guy over who hasn't paid taxes since the 90s.
Beating me. I haven't paid taxes in 14 years because I know how to use the system to tag my expenses so I never pay taxes.
Well, this guy has never filed. I know what you're saying, but this guy hasn't even filed.
There are two ways to go about it. You're right. If you never file.
Oh, he stopped filing.
I have to file because I'm married and I have a very scared, emotional wife. So that I have to do it the hard way. I have to file and then use every single law that's in the thousands of pages in their books to play their game and to make it so I get a refund each year.
Yeah, well.
My choice is not to file because if you don't file, they can't do anything against you, no matter what they say.
So you're saying Todd should not do what he's doing. He shouldn't be going with trying to get the legal angle with John Jay and the health and all that. Because, Todd does have a legitimate health issue with covering his face, though.
So do I. I have CS. Do you know about that?
No. I have asthma. Does that count?
I don't know.
Severe allergies and asthma. I know. This is a joke. Let me think. Common sense. Like, I have CS, right? Okay, good. Is that a health condition?
You got to breathe. You can't – there's all sorts of problems with the mask. Again, I will have that when you go to that website, which will hopefully be up by the time this comes out.
Yeah.
Walker, he's just trying to pick a fight. I've seen these kind of people before. They're just – they're trying to stir the pot and agitate. I don't buy Walker's bullshit at all.
It's bullshit. All right. Okay. Well, he's called before and he likes us, so that's a good thing.
No, I listened. He never once said he liked me, so no.
Come on, he likes you.
He might like you, but he don't like me.
No, he likes you. He just said he had a lot of respect. You didn't hear that. You blocked it out. He had lots of respect for you. Come on, what's the difference? Like, respect, same thing. Oh boy. Okay. Where were we here? There's so much to talk about.
Are you rattled?
No, not at all. I don't mind calls, but we have an agenda.
I don't like calls, by the way.
No, I know you don't like calls, but I don't mind chats. I don't mind interaction. So I'm happy with it. Now, what else can we talk about? You're on Telegram, which I really like.
Okay.
And I just want to tell you some technology information. I had a Mastodon server I was paying a few bucks a month for, thanks to all the supporters at Fakeologist.
So that's the alternative to Twitter, right?
That is right. But it's not working. It's not catching on. I still go to Twitter to fish. So do you. But I just don't see how the Mastodon thing can work without being centralized. So it's a decentralized platform, but it doesn't really work because you can't find anyone on your own instance and other instances. I can't figure out the mechanism to find other people that might be good on Mastodon.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have a way of finding. I find other people on Twitter because it's all in one place, and then I click on this guy and he makes a comment I like, and I can quickly bring him up, and that's how that works. So that's how I find people, and probably mm-hmm. maybe how you find people too, or do searches. It's easy to find like-minded people on Twitter because it's one server. So I get that. But Mastodon mm-hmm. wasn't working, so I just ended that today. I just canceled. Fakeologist.social is now just going to forward to the Telegram, which I think does sort of work because it's really multi-platform. It's really highly developed. They're really pushing hard with innovation, where WhatsApp, its nearest rival, was bought by Facebook years ago, and they don't do anything to improve it, which is what the big guys do. They just buy something and wreck it or just let it go stagnant. So Telegram is where I am now for a lot of stuff, and seeing if that can get some momentum, because I'm seeing a lot of truthers on Telegram with some pretty big groups. And mm-hmm. I think it's really mainly because it's really frictionless. I think if technology is really easy and fast to use and convenient, people go to it because people just want what's easy. It's like water always finds the fastest path from A to B.
It's mercurial water.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I even got you on it, and you're not the easiest person.
I'm on
person.
It, but I
got
to tell you that I'm suspicious of it.
Yeah, well, okay.
I don't like the story. Do you know why it's free?
No, I don't know why, actually. What's the story?
Because one person made a big donation to it.
Yeah.
That is bullshit.
I hope it's not the KGB.
Well, it's a Russian. It is a Russian.
Well, they said they were Russians, but they left and they're in Qatar.
And they're
or something.
Now in
the Middle East.
What's that? A highfalutin place in the Middle East, Dubai.
Yeah.
That is big red flags to me. But I mean, it's good because you and I can like pass notes on and stuff like that. But
it's very fast.
Very fast. It's not. It's not exactly very intuitive.
No.
No.
Not with the bots and whatnot. But no. Overall, it's pretty good. So I just wanted to point out that if they go to fake11.com/telegram or fake11.com/discord, fake11 has all kinds of redirects, as you recommended. Good recommendation by you.
Thank you.
So that'll bring you to Telegram, and you don't have to give your phone number and all that. I think only if you become a contact could you get the phone number. But otherwise, you're pretty anonymous when you're interacting with people that aren't a direct connection. That's mm-hmm. how that works. Where WhatsApp,
I don't like the fact that it bombs your contact list.
It grabs and sees who you know. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
I think they all do that. That's why
I don't like that.
Right, they grab your and then they see who's on Telegram or Facebook or whatever you're on. But that's my recommendation. Now I tried to, I got interested just as I'm always looking for new stuff. FakoTube is still where I put my videos because it does work. The live streaming does work. It's pretty good. So I'm mm-hmm. sticking with FakoTube, but you talked about PeerTube.
Yep.
So I looked into that again because Dollar Vigilante, who I actually really like that guy.
Yeah, he's good.
He's really good. He's in Mexico. He's supposed to be a multimillionaire. Great. Made cryptocurrency. Great investments. I never did any of that, but
I like his rich jerk act. That's funny.
It's really good, and he's got a good camera, and he walks around Mexico all the time, and he's got this dog, and it's a good act. It's good.
He needs a cuter dog. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. But he's on PeerTube, and I didn't recognize it as PeerTube because maybe he customized a bit. So I looked into it a little bit, and it doesn't do streaming right now, and I cannot find good instructions to make it work. So I tried a managed host on PeerTube. And I signed up today, and the guy just sent my money back an hour later. So I've got an email saying, why did you do that?
So, okay. Yeah, you know that's what I'm doing for Xclave TV, right?
Yeah. So if you get it working wherever you go, then...
Yeah, I'm doing it myself.
Okay. Well, if you get it going to your satisfaction...
I'd be happy to help you with that.
Yeah. If you like it. I'm not probably going to waste too much time until someone like you gets it going and you like it kind of thing.
Yep. course. Yeah.
I don't have time to study every single new piece of software. And that's the good part about YouTube being pushing people off. There might actually get some innovation in the video sharing field for once. So it's actually a positive thing in that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whereas there was
by
no.
The way, there's yeah. You might want to look into wasabi.com, W-A, I'll put it in the notes.
Yeah.
Wasabi.com. It is okay. An eighth the price of Amazon web hosting.
Oh, yeah, that's what it says, yeah.
And super fast, very good customer support so far.
Oh, okay. So where'd you find
terabyte,
that?
Terabyte is $6 a month.
Amazing. Where'd you find them?
PureTube discussion group.
Okay.
Yeah, well, remember, yeah. I live in the comments, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I agree. Yeah, you get all the best stuff from the comments. So okay, excellent.
So yeah, I'll give you an update on that. I mean, I'm going full in. In fact, I accidentally erased my podcasting site because I tried to install this site and DigitalOcean. This is the second time this has happened to me. DigitalOcean is very confusing when you want to delete or what they call destroy a VPS. And I destroyed the wrong one. So I've been – it's a good thing I have backup, and it's been crazy for the last 4 days trying to get that back up. So, yeah, technology. Isn't it wonderful?
It's a pain. But that's why you have backup. All right. So Wasabi. So you will start off there, and if it works, we'll look into it. But PeerTube doesn't do live streaming at the moment I could tell.
They do. They will they do like fundraising, and their next module is November, so they'll have it in November.
Well, that's what they say, but I'll wait till see it working.
I've looked at their timelines; they actually come through on time.
Okay. Well, we'll follow you. We'll work together on that, and if it works, then I don't mind having another better, faster system. No problem at all. But so far,
see, the problem with your system, every time I go there, it takes a long time for it to load.
Oh, I don't think so. Yeah.
Well, it does for me.
Okay.
And I have a gig pipe into the internet.
Well, I'm actually pleased with the speed. And the way it rips videos out of YouTube, it's fast. Mm-hmm. It uploads faster than YouTube.
Mm.
So, no, I'm actually really happy with the speed. But,
you're also doing it at a low quality, too. That's probably why.
Definitely. But its quality is good enough for me. Yeah, for me, it's for me. I don't care how I can see every pimple on Jeff's face as long as I get the message. I don't really care.
Fun of everyone tonight.
I put it on the lowest quality, but the quality's fine for a regular computer screen, and especially for a smartphone, it's great.
I think it depends. Like if you're trying to see what's on Mike Pence's face, the CGI fly. And you want to see the CGI. If it's in low quality, you're not going to be able to tell.
Maybe. Well, you won't be able to zoom in on the wings.
Right.
Okay, so that's the technology report. So you keep me updated on PeerTube. FacoTube works well. It's pretty fast
it's
for
awesome.
Me. It has problems, but that's fine. We're working with the guy, and he knocks
the one
him.
Problem I have with FacoTube right now is it always mutes. Every time I scroll down the page, it mutes.
Well, okay. I'll put that down, but I don't know. I'll have to figure that one out too. Right now it keeps logging me out. Everyone gets logged out, so I don't know why.
Yeah.
But he knows about it, so. I think I'm pushing the software pretty hard. I don't know. I haven't seen any other instances that are as big as mine, so I might be the biggest site on his software.
I see.
Maybe. I don't know, because he hasn't shown me any other sites that I could easily find. But it doesn't matter. All these guys are coming up with their software to compete with YouTube, and I can flex. And I'm not even too worried right now about the archives, because there's so much in front of us that the stuff behind us is ancient news 2 weeks later. So I don't even really care about a 3 week old video for the most part.
I do, because I was looking, did you hear that Facebook today is now banning any questioning of the Holocaust?
I didn't read that, no. I haven't read anything today.
So, you know, according to the ADL, I'm the worst kind of Jew.
Mm-hmm.
A Jew who denies the Holocaust, that's me. By the way, I'm not Jewish anymore, but I was born to Jews, as you know. And so what I did is I went I went to a YouTube search to see if I can find that excellent David Cole Auschwitz video. Right. And at first I couldn't. So then, of course, I went to your site to see, and you do have it.
Right.
If I remember right.
That's right.
So when you say that it's 3 weeks old, doesn't matter. No, I mean, that thing is ancient. So thank you for that. But actually, I found a clearer copy on YouTube just by doing a different search.
Sure.
So I think your archives is incredibly valuable.
All right. Well, it is all saved, and I have it saved many times. And if anyone wants to get the archives, you can actually go to the top and it says download all videos. So it will use peer-to-peer sync, and you can just take all the videos with one click and then walk away, and they'll all come down to your computer. It'll take a while, but you can just walk away and have them all come down.
Wow.
Yeah. No, what other site has that? I don't think any of them.
Mm-mm. No, that's great.
So that, if you want every video and you got whatever, a terabyte and growing available for a year to receive it, then just take them all at once. And actually leave that thing open, and it will just keep syncing every day. Every day you'll have a copy of everything.
Oh, I see. That's how torrents work, yeah.
Yeah. So you just leave your sync program running, and it'll just, when I drop something in, I'm not perfect at it because sometimes I'll upload it to FacoTube, and then it didn't go through onto my server. So I do my best.
Now, here's the downside of torrents. My internet service provider actually threatened to shut my entire connection down because one time, I downloaded something off a torrent.
Well, this is not a torrent. This is torrent technology, but it's a different program. So I'm not sure it would be flagged the same way. But if I'm, I don't really do this because I don't watch movies, but if I am trying to use a torrent to get a movie or a documentary, I use a seed box. You know what a seed box is?
Is that like a VPS server?
No. Well, no. It is a remote server that will grab the torrent for you, yeah. And it'll be in your space.
Yeah.
So then you just straight download it. So it doesn't come down from them to you as a torrent. Yeah. It comes as a file. Yeah. So it wouldn't be flagged as a torrent. It wouldn't have the same identifier. And it's 10 times faster than your machine because they're on some server farm wherever in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a great way of doing it. So there's no suspicious traffic coming to your house. It's just a file. And that's about 50 to 70 bucks a year for five threads. Easy solution.
Yeah.
And if you're interested, I'll send you a link so I get a referral. But
why don't you just tell me what it is and I'll put it in the notes?
I got to find it. That's why I said.
Send it to me tonight.
I will find it, and then if you want to use a seed box, and they're not easy to figure out either. They don't exactly give you step by step, but you have to have a little bit of patience to get through it, to figure out what you do. It's not 100% intuitive. It doesn't hold your hand all the way, so you have to have a little bit of interest in figuring stuff out. But I did it, and you could do it too.
Mm-hmm. That's an Ogilvy advertising line, what you just said there.
It is?
Yes, it is. So easy, I can do it, and you can too.
Okay.
So let's bring Walker back.
Want to bring him back again?
No, I'm just kidding.
There's too much to talk about. What do
you want to talk about?
Well, the thing that bothered me last week, see, this is how quickly things move. What do you think of the Michigan story, the Michigan governor story? I did a pretty good post on it. I'm pretty proud of that one. Where a week ago, this past Friday, the Supreme Court of Michigan reversed and overturned all her unconstitutional orders all the way back to April 30th.
Right.
And I was all excited. I didn't hear about it until Monday, and I was talking to Todd. And then while I was talking to Todd, I got home, I looked it up, and the governor at that exact time was on Twitter doing a video saying she doesn't care about that ruling, and she'll do her damnedest to protect Michiganders and go around with her executive orders and keep the mask, keep everything.
You're proving my thought.
Yeah.
Is you're proving exactly why Todd is wasting his time.
It's a whack-a-mole game.
It's not even whack-a-mole. It's like they're just like, we don't care what happens. This is what's going to happen.
I know.
What are you going to do about it?
I know. But here, did you hear the rest of the story as the week wore on?
Then like minutes later, there was a hijacking of the governor or some shit, some bullshit.
Yeah, the FBI breaks up a Michigan Wolverine Watchmen group, 12 guys, 13 guys, one guy with one of those earrings that stretches the hell out of your ear.
Oh.
He was on, and they had a plot to kidnap at her vacation home, wherever you vacation in Michigan. It was just a whole big thing. They're Trumpers, but not really. It's just a whole story comes out in perfect made-for-television timing.
I told my son Ty this. I said, you know, because he's new to this election stuff. He's only 19 years old.
Yeah, is he voting?
No. If he votes, I will kick him out of the house.
Oh, well.
No, he's not voting. And I said to him, I said, you're going to witness – this happens every 4 years. You're going to see this person in the lead. Then a story is going to come out in the paper. Then this happened. And then he's going to be in the lead. And it's going to go back and forth. And it's like it's all scripted.
Mm-hmm.
It's all scripted.
There's the link. Right. I found it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So what do I think about it? It's the same thing I keep saying. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's made for life doesn't work that way. We all
That's
know
right.
that. We've lived long enough to know that life doesn't work that, okay, I serve you a ball, and then 2 days later, you have the comeback. And then 2 days later, something else happens to move the story along, just like a TV show. Doesn't mm-hmm. happen. Things take time. They're never in the right order in life. Everything is always mixed up. It's messy. People let you down. There's just no way that this plot could have been revealed exactly on time. So now everyone is sympathetic to her.
Yeah. And Alan Watt talks about this all the time. He's like, when you do psychological operations, you must condense and let the victims fill in the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
It has to happen very quick. That's why on 9/11, Osama bin Laden was fingered as the person who did it within 45 minutes. That's why the Patriot Act came out within 35 days.
Yeah. You got to strike when the iron's hot.
Yeah. Everything has to be compressed for maximum impact.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea that the court reverses at the lockdowns is unconstitutional, and it gets to a level where they can't even appeal it. It's like at the highest level. Next thing you know, a day later, there's a hijacking of a governor, and you can't make this stuff up, as Alan Watt would always say.
And plus her video was 3 minutes and 33 seconds, and she also in her video said Michigan went from 33 to 3.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is so in your face. It's
but
not
a lot of people
coincidence.
People are waking up to this, dude.
It's not a coincidence. It's that was too much for me.
Comments, people are waking up. They're constantly mentioning 33 now. Oh, 33, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, a year ago, I never saw people awake to that kind of stuff. So I'm super pumped and excited. It's a race against time.
So what's the race between people waking up and people being locked down in the camps?
I don't think there are camps at all. I don't buy that for a second.
You don't think there'll be quarantine camps? Well, they don't have them officially here. They're looking into it.
Yeah, they'll use a hotel. There are tons of hotels they can use.
Right. They're all mostly empty.
Right.
Okay.
So that's Alex Jones style fear mongering, as far as I'm concerned.
So even if it's official in the documentation that the government is asking for information on them, that's
like saying it's declassified. Anything that's declassified is meant for us to see.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't buy that either.
Okay.
It's a race against time. It's. I don't think they want us to have a vaccine. I think that's fear-mongering too.
There will be no vaccine.
I don't think so.
Well, there can't be a vaccine if it follows normal vaccine protocol. It takes 10 to 15 years. How can you compress that into a year or a year and a
Operation
half?
Operation Warp Speed, right?
I know that, but people's bodies don't go any faster in reacting to stuff. You have to wait. How can you change that timeline? If it takes me 5 years to grow another arm because of a vaccine, we can't speed that up. We still have to wait.
Yeah, I think it's not the vaccine. I think it's the thing to be worried about is the social credit score. I think that is the vaccine to be worried about.
What about, or the inability to move without your COVID pass?
Yeah, that's part of it.
That's the main
part of
it.
In China, you get a green check mark if you're politically correct, don't say anything bad, et cetera, et cetera. Then you get a yellow. Then you get a red. So when you say you can't move, that's part of the social credit score, which is the app.
Right, which will be tied to daily testing. Remember when that guy from the Fed in Kansas City said you'll have to test every day?
Mm-mm, I don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah. He said that 6 months ago.
Do you know who said that so I can put it in the notes?
Kansas Fed take a daily test. Let's see. I don't remember what his name was. It was the Kansas City Fed, though.
Take a daily COVID test.
Right.
Okay. I'll look into that. Yeah, they say a lot of things that just aren't true. So just because they say they're looking into internment camps doesn't mean it's true. They've been talking about FEMA camps since Alex Jones came on the scene.
Yeah, but maybe they're talking about now.
No, they were talking about – do you remember the FEMA coffins?
Right.
Well, that never happened.
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay. You don't think things are starting to come true now?
No. In our mind, it's coming true.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, not a single shot has been fired. Look at what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then the question, I've asked you this many times, is America and Mexico and Guatemala, it's the only three countries where having a gun is constitutional, you're right. How are they going to get rid of the guns? The only thing I can think of is that they're going to clamp things down. So the perception of the shortages and the scarcity, that you won't even be able to eat food. You have to turn in your gun to eat food. Mm-hmm. That I can see. I can totally see that.
Okay.
They don't seem to be worried about all of us having guns. That frightens me.
So they'll find a way around it. You'll have to surrender them.
You'll have to surrender them to get money, to get food. That I can 100% see. I have no evidence of that, by the way. That's just a pure observation.
Mm-hmm. So what's your wife's thought about everything? The school, does she think it'll ever go back to normal? How is her?
She's doing remarkably well, but I know behind the scenes she's very upset. She now knows that, I mean, and it was supposed to be in November when children go back to school. Mm-hmm. And she teaches in a district that is in the same district as Westchester University. That's where I met my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And Westchester did another PSYOP saying there's a huge hotspot and everyone's going crazy. So it was a masked up city to begin with, and now it's absolutely crazy. Well, where she teaches is not too far away from that. And apparently there were some quote unquote cases in her school, even though no one's there. So it looks like they're not going to go back. We really don't talk about it too much. She puts on a big smile. She's probably doing better than most people because she's with me. I tell her that there's nothing to worry about. The hardest thing, as again, Alan Watt talks about, is to keep your sanity during all this. That's the hardest thing. If you can keep your sanity, you'll do fine.
Okay.
We live in the country. I have dozens and dozens of farms. You know, we're carnivores, carnivore-ish. We don't go to the store to buy food. We buy food directly from the farm. And I get to pick and choose. Like, I'm so picky choosy right now where if I get London broil, I have one farm that's really good at that. All right, you just sent me a YouTube.
Yeah, that was the dingbat, the St. Louis Fed president.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, you know, London broil, one farm. If we want bone broth, we go to another farm. If we want heavy cream, we go to this farm. So, you know, I've got that supply chain down. So when they start restricting, and I know they're going to do that, there's no doubt that they're going to really squeeze on the restriction of food. And, you know, they're like, oh, you know, I've seen it where people can't buy seeds to grow a garden, which is actually the elites, the not so elites, I like to call them, doing us a favor because you don't want to eat plants. It's not good for you. I know we disagree with that a little bit, but
I don't even know.
I know.
I really don't know about what to do. Well, I have my broccoli about tonight.
Food. Yeah. So, you know, I think we're going to be fine. And I'm very optimistic and I'm very excited about the future again, because I see, although it's sort of a paradox, I'm seeing online tons and tons every week, new people waking up in the oddest of places. We think Wendy Williams, do you know who Wendy Williams is?
I think it's some guy who's dressed up as a woman.
Yes. A talk show host.
Right.
So there's no one's funny. Like there's no, like even Chris Rock, I thought Chris Rock was funny. He's not funny.
No.
Very few funny people. But watching Wendy Williams is funny as shit.
All right.
Even in the Wendy Williams top 20 gaffes of Wendy Williams that we watched last night just to have a chuckle, there are people in there talking about how this is fake.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a mass awakening right now. The problem is it's not extrapolating to real life. Out there, when I'm in Mystic, Connecticut, I am not seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was also in Nyack, New York, which is just outside New York City, and it's fantastic. It's like one of my new favorite places. Half the people were wearing masks. Half of them weren't. The people were wearing masks. It was below the nose. And this is in near New York City, you know, mm-hmm. the hot spot.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm super pumped.
Okay. Super pumped. So you're optimistic. Well, that's good.
Yeah. In fact, I wish they would lock down a little bit more because now things are so crowded. I mean, it was great. In April, I was the only one on the road. I was the only one on the road, and the cops were like smiling at me and like, it was great. And now everyone's on the road again.
Yeah, it's busy. So did you have a list of anything you wanted to talk about in particular? Because I can look
at it. Yeah. I wanted to talk about religion.
Okay, why don't we wrap it with religion? Can we have a small segment? Because it's an hour and a half already. See how fast time flies when you're having fun?
Yeah, Tempus Fugit.
Yeah.
So I have a dozen or so questions about religion. The reason I want to bring it up is, again, it sounds like I'm picking on Todd. But Todd was getting a little janky about people. He apparently used a clip and it talked about some religious reference or something. I really didn't get that. Do you know the story behind that?
No.
And the one thing that I never understood is, and this is the question for you, because it seems like I would say we agree on like 99%+ of things, including the fact that you're not a religious person, right?
No. My parents aren't. Their parents weren't. We go back generations of no religion.
Now, did you have a religion back then? Were you Catholic, Christian, or any of that?
No.
Or?
We have three generations of no religion.
Wow.
On both sides. So wow. I don't know the fourth. I don't know one level above what they were doing.
So here's the question. I know it's late. We're going to end it right now. Can you wrap your head around the idea that people who are seeking truth, like we are, do not seek the truth about religion? Does that make sense to you?
Well, they have one central belief, that's religion. But I can't speak for what they're looking for, but a lot of them are very awake to this hoax. But you're saying they don't see what potentially is the psyop of religion.
That's right.
Yeah. It is a paradox. Mm-hmm.
So here are the questions that I've kept all my life that no one has been able to give me a real answer to. Of course, there's always excuses, but no one gives me a real answer. And it started in first grade, and you've heard me talk about this before. My first grade teacher, Mrs. Berger, said that God was a dead guy who lived in the clouds and ruled over us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the guy who rose my hand in the front row and asked her what she meant by that, and she wouldn't tell me.
Okay.
And since then, I have listed questions that no one seems to be able to answer with a straight face, which is, why would God, the all-loving and all-powerful, all-natural evils to torment, why would he kill people? Why can't he keep kids from getting cancer? Why is he letting this COVID thing go on? Next, why do each religion have their own gods? Which God is the God? Like when I was with Judaism, I was told that we were the anointed people and our God was the real God. Yet if you talk to a Catholic person, a Christian person, a Protestant person, they claim that they have the real God. Who has the real God?
Well, did you know that Todd spent 5 years arguing with atheists?
No.
That's what he told me. I can't remember. He had a forum or somewhere. So it sounds like you should be arguing with him because.
Well, I'm not looking to argue. That's why I didn't like Walker, because it looked like he was trying to. I just want to have a conversation. I want answers to these questions.
Yeah.
Now, I had a deal with myself that I would be completely open-minded no matter what people said to these questions until age 50. And mm-hmm. I said, once I reach age 50, if no one can convince me that I'm not seeing the light, then I'm going to give up on my pursuit of the religious truth. And mm-hmm. now I'm age 53, so I'm 3 years beyond that. Let me just quickly finish with the questions. And Todd, maybe Todd can reply to these. Again, I'm not looking for a debate. I'm looking to have a conversation.
You want to know the answer.
I want to know the answer. I don't want to debate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so why do the good die young? Why does God never reveal himself or herself? Why did it take so long for God to send his son down upon us? If there is truly a God, why did Jesus return during his followers' lifetime as he promised? Why are there literally hundreds of direct Bible contradictions in the Bibles? Why does Rupert Murdoch, of all people, Fox News, own the copyright of the King James Bible? Why does each religious steeple have some form of an obelisk, a Freemasonic obelisk? Why is Sir Francis Bacon or Team Sir Francis Bacon have their hands on the Bible writing and Freemasonic writing? They wrote the books on Freemasonry.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, why do critical thinkers or truthers never question their religion with logic instead of opinion?
Interesting. See, I just don't get into religious conversations because it's just one of those things that's not interesting to me. I have lots of things, you know, that I don't think is interesting to talk about. So I don't have any answers for you, but I think Todd might.
Yeah, that's why I'm putting this out there. I mean, Todd was very passionate. I didn't mm-hmm. know the thing about the 5 years, so clearly he has a passion for it.
Yeah,
and I admire religious people. They are willing to put their faith above, I guess, logic. And I can't do that. I'm not that kind of person. And I sometimes wish I was. Now I will give one. And I've said this before a couple of times. There is something that does bother me about these questions that I'm asking, mm-hmm. which is why is it – because I always say I want to see the God. I want to see the proof. I'm, you know, logic, and I don't have any faith in something I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have faith in Wi-Fi. I know Wi-Fi connects me to you right now. Actually, mm-hmm. it's Ethernet, but I could use Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the Internet. The Internet.
I can't see Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. but I know it's there. And someone said that to me, and that was a very good analogy. And mm-hmm. I can't dispute that. So maybe there is a religious God that is there for me, even though I can't see him or her, just like Wi-Fi connects me to the Internet.
Well, what about the broader question? And this question everyone should be able to ask, at least. How did we get here?
Yeah.
Our bodies are the most sophisticated chemistry set, machine, all rolled into one. How Amazing, yeah. did we get this way? Now, well, I really don't like, I don't like the goo out of the swamp, a bunch of cells rubbed together, they worked that out, they just kept, people have God as the explanation because yeah. it's just as good as the other, or it's better, in my opinion, than the explanation that we're on this exploding rock that came together or blew apart. I can't remember which way it went, the Big Bang. And then we're all just, we land here like one of those cartoons, you know, yeah. those funny cartoons where everything yeah. blows up and everything just assembles perfectly in reverse right. of an explosion. So really, who made us? Do we have any, is there any logic to how we got here and how we are so perfect, our bodies?
And why has it been co-opted that we got here because of religion? That bothers me. Like, why couldn't a mad scientist in the laboratory make us?
Well, were there mad scientists 500 years ago or however far back we go?
Mm-hmm.
If we couldn't even roll a cart down the street because we hadn't made up a wheel yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we've always been these super sophisticated chemical reactions / machines. And only now are we getting internet through the air. How long did mm-hmm. it take us to get to this point? Mm-hmm. And have we been to this point before? And then someone blows it all up and then they reset us to zero. I think that's really possible. Do we, like a package, self-destruct after 3,000 years and then we just go back to zero and it just starts all over again? Sometimes it comes together more quickly. Sometimes it takes longer, depending on whatever happens. But the Earth, the stars, the sun, the moon, they never change. They're the only things that aren't reset.
Right.
So do you have any good answers to how we got here? And how we are such a we start off perfect, most of us, and then we just, it's downhill from there.
Yeah, that's a total mystery to me, and I'm fascinated by that. I don't know how we got here.
Isn't that the question?
Yeah.
There's a couple questions. Yeah. How do we get here, and what happens when we're gone? Nobody can answer that.
Right.
What's after this? Should I make the best of this because this is it? Is this a stepping stone to what's next? I think religious people get answers, and it lets them live in the moment better. Because if they know there's something better than this, or maybe, I can't remember if they think there's something better than this, or this is it, and you better make the best of it, because there's nothing after this. I think there's different views on that. So these are good questions that nobody can answer. And then... You have philosophy departments that spend their whole lives, philosophers, trying to figure it out. But they just have time to figure it out. They're not busy shoveling snow or delivering boxes or whatever they do. It's hard to believe they can have all the time to philosophize while everyone else is bringing them groceries.
Right, and quite frankly, these are rhetorical questions because I've heard all the excuses before. They make no sense. The only person who made sense to me was that Wi-Fi example. So I wish this wasn't a rhetorical question, but I've literally lived long enough to hear and have asked these questions, you know, in my community to hear the same. It's the same talking points.
Mm-hmm. Well.
But maybe Todd can have a go of it and turn it into a complete episode.
Well, Todd, I'm sure be glad to have you guys. Should do an episode yourselves on it because I don't really have much to add, and you have the questions. He probably
the problem with it is it's just going to turn. I think it's going to turn ugly.
And no, I don't think so. Todd has a lot of respect for you. I guarantee you could have a good conversation.
Okay.
I think you should try.
You said that about Walter.
No, I don't know much about Walker. Walker. Listen, like we've said before, if somebody didn't care about what we're talking about, they would ignore us. So he put in an energy to make a phone call. And I know what he's saying. I can't do any better than I'm doing now. I don't think. Maybe I can with the mask, but I'm just trying to get by like everybody else. And if just knowing that half the people with the mask, with the mask on, they don't believe it. They just don't like conflict. I'm okay with that. But
I disagree. I mean, if he is at your site even for 10 minutes, if he doesn't know that we are two of the most passionate anti-mask people on the planet, I don't know what he's looking at.
Well, he's just blinded by his own philosophy on being a hard ass about it. I agree with, I'd love to be a hard ass. I don't think it's worth the fight just to go get my bananas. I just don't want to engage. I had one guy was in a store. I said, can I use your restroom? And I had to really get there fast. And he yelled at me, where's your mask? And I just shut the door because I wasn't going to argue. I said, I'm going in the bathroom without my mask. Okay. I'm walking. That was the only guy. And it was actually a guy I knew because I go to the same places. And I was really surprised because he's one of the really friendly people. I was really surprised that he, of all the people, was the one that confronts me about it. I know some bitchy people and what, this is always the guy, hi, how you doing? But this was his moment to, oh, what are you doing? You can't walk these 5 feet to the bathroom. Really? So you don't even know who it's going to be.
I'll tell a quick story that confirms exactly what you just said. We've talked about this before. I'm the one who got Planet Fitness to make it me by myself to allow us to work out without a mask.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the manager of the Planet Fitness that I go to. We've had fantastic conversations. You would think that he is on the same lines, you know, thank you for doing that so I don't have to wear. No, he went completely opposite. He wears a full mask, gloves, when just the whole nine yards, and he doesn't talk to me anymore. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you just don't know who's going to be wearing the mask and then the face shield over the mask. It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah.
I had one thought, and you probably have an opinion on this, that I posted on my walk. This is why I like the smartphone, because if I didn't have my smartphone, I'd never get half the posts. Because you know how if you're a thinker like me, you think of something, and if you don't get it down, you'll forget it, or you'll get distracted. So on my walk today, I had this thought, and it's been percolating for a while, and I was thinking that the COVID lie is playing out just like the weapons of mass destruction lie that we had after 9/11. Do you remember how you remember all the details? And I thought the way that the weapon of mass destruction lie story was finally written, and if you read the article I posted, it was a more recent one. I think the COVID lie is going to play exactly like the weapons of mass destruction lie. They're going to say, well, it turns out there was no COVID. And, you know, we got all this infrastructure now and it's working pretty well. You know, you have to use your phone to get in the store. And at least we have all this infrastructure. They're not going to take it all away. But same with the Department of Homeland Security. If there really was no reason for the war and there really weren't terrorists, but the Department of Homeland Security didn't go away. It's still here. It's this massive, huge bureaucracy. I think they're going to do the COVID lie the same way. I think you could probably substitute weapons of mass destruction and all these stories of how it was just a bumbling mistake, that bad communication, bad this, bad that. But, oh well, I sort of think that might be an exit plan for the COVID lie.
Yeah, I agree. The difference is the weapons of mass destruction, if I remember right, I don't think there was this groundswell of people saying that it's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Where there is that right now with the COVID thing. So then the question is, why did they admit that it was a lie? Why couldn't they have just lied and said, no, there really was? That always bothered me. Like, why did the news, who lies all the time, admit that there were no weapons of mass destruction? That bothered me. It still bothers me. Why would they do that?
Well, I think they just left it as a confusing mess that we got bad intelligence, or we thought he was going to do this, but it turns out he didn't do this, and actually he stopped doing it 10 years before. If you read that article, you'll just see that it just ends in a big stinking pile of confusion, and that everyone's incompetent and stupid, and oh well, we just took over a country, we're still there, and we made a mistake, but we're still here.
Do you remember why we went to war against Iraq? Do you remember the reason?
Well, that was the whole thing. Weapons of mass destruction. Because
no, it wasn't.
Okay. Well, are you talking about the first one or the second time we went to Iraq?
I think it was the first one. What was it? Was
the Gulf War was the first one where we had one day of bombing the hell out of Baghdad. It was on TV.
Right. But George Bush said this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to think.
What?
Five words. He's five words.
Are you talking about Bush 1 or Bush 2?
Bush, the younger one.
Okay, Shrub.
Right, Shrub.
What did he say?
He was a bad man.
Right.
That's why we went to war. The weapons of mass destruction was just an excuse.
No, they really thought they were there. They really thought he was doing bad things.
No, but the when you ask President Bush why I went to war, he was a bad man.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he had to say. He was a bad man.
Well, the whole – but the WMD I still think was the ongoing story. I think most people thought it was a pile of lies. And the most embarrassing testimonial on that was Colin Powell. I think he might have had a chance at going all the way to the top office if he wanted to, but I think he was too smart to be a damn liar, and he really didn't sell the lie very well because you could tell he felt bad about lying. I thought that was what I perceived, and I think
you're in your old mode in buying that lie. I don't buy that for a second. No.
No, you don't think he's a good man?
I think
man?
He's just an actor. No. By the way, do you ever look at what Donald Rumsfeld looks like today?
No. How's he looking?
Let's just say there maybe is a God. Maybe I am a religious person. Go take a look at what Donald Rumsfeld looks like today. Go pull up a picture.
Their old age is killing him.
Remember Soros, how bad he looks now? Apparently he's taking
I see one of Donnie. He just looks like the Crypt Keeper now.
Uh-huh.
Well, now that you mention it, I just saw a picture today.
Of Donald Rumsfeld?
No, of Rockefeller, David Rockefeller. I think he's dead.
Oh, yeah, they all look terrible.
No, but did you see his last stuff? Oh, my God, he was that was the worst picture I'd ever seen of him.
Looks like he had onion skin, right?
He just red. Whatever it was, I think it was maybe a sensationalist website where it showed rich billionaires with young women that marrying young women or something. It looked like his great granddaughter. I didn't know he remarried, or unless that's just all a BS story, but just the picture of him, he just looked destroyed.
Yeah.
I don't know how his skin was keeping it in.
But yeah, I'm going to post.
Age is cruel.
I'm going to post a picture of this. Yep.
Yeah, here's one from 4 years ago. But do you remember Rummy? I call him Rummy. He had the best line on the known.
Unknowable.
Was so good. Such great doublespeak. Right?
It's totally Orwellian. Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. Such BS. God, that was great BS. Gotta love your BS.
My wife reminds me that I used to be a big Fox News watcher, and she does. She asked me tonight why was it? Was like, because I'm not. I don't vote. I don't care about any of that. She's like, what were you like Republican? I'm like, no. It's because I thought it was like, I remember Sean Hannity and Alan Combs and Bill O'Reilly. They were like, gonna get the truth. I just wanted the truth, man. I'd watch them. I'd listen to Rush Limbaugh. And I listen to Howard Stern like you because I thought he did great interviews. Plus, I'm a horny old man. I like listening to now. I mean, now I think he's like fawning over dudes with dresses.
Well, I think he might be married to one.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. No, I had enough of his. When I found out after 9/11, with his 9/11 act that he did, it was just so hollow. I thought, oh, this is, I can't, no more. This guy's too much. But here's the Rumsfeld thing.
There are reports that there is no evidence of a direct link between Baghdad and some of these terrorist organizations.
There are known knowns. There are things we know we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
Excuse me, but is this an unknown unknown?
I'm not
several unknowns, and I'm just wondering.
I'm not going to say which it is.
I'm right here.
Such BS! Unbelievable. That was great.
And it's all scripted. I mean, if you watch carefully, like sometimes if you watch the C-SPAN, I think it's C-SPAN, when they do the press conferences, the daily news briefing, whatever, you'll see the reporter ask a question, and then you'll see that. Now, that chick does look like a real chick, by the way. That Kylie, you know who I'm talking about? The latest spokeswoman?
Yeah, I do. Kaylee.
Yeah.
So she's a chick?
You don't think so?
I don't know. I haven't had a good look. I only hear her on the No Agenda show, so I'm not watching.
Oh, okay.
But I like
her
style.
You need to do a trans investigation into that.
Well, I don't doubt it. But I do like her style. I like sassy.
Yeah. So you can see literally he or she has tabs of the question that's being asked, zooms right to the answer.
Or talking points or responses. I think what it is, if she hears a keyword, she'll go to that tab. And the answer, like all these people, doesn't have to be related to the question. If there's at least one or two overlapping words, that's all it takes. They're just and that's what I hate. Well, not so much for a propagandist like a press secretary, but in parliament where we are supposed to be able to get direct questioning and we never get answers. So that's when I think that's proof that this is just a waste of time. Just give us the dictatorship. Forget the questions because you're not answering them. And if there's no rules about you have to answer and be true, then why even go through the motions? It's embarrassing. It's annoying. It's a waste of time. If you're not going to answer, then do what you want. But just don't call it fair or democracy. Don't bother. And I think that's actually sort of what they're doing now with the technocracy. They're just saying, listen, we're not going to have elected officials making decisions on your life. It's all going to be centralized because we'll just pick the experts and you guys are stupid and that's it. What are you going to do about it?
And they're winning right now, yeah?
But do you see how they could just say, we'll have the best this, the best that, to build your highways, build your schools. We just know what we're doing. And you guys are stupid. You've proven you're stupid. And I think they're taking advantage of the youth, as always, because the youth never think they're going to get a fair shake. They always think that life's unfair. We took all the good stuff and they have no future. So they're actually on board to blow it up.
Yeah.
They want it blown up. I can't buy a house. I'm never going to get a job. I'm never going to work for the same company. I have to do a gig economy. This isn't fair. So I don't even like the system anyway. But I think they better be careful what they wish for because it's going to be a lot worse. It's going to be a lot worse.
Yeah.
They're going to think, well, maybe the system you guys had wasn't so bad. At least it was sort of based on some kind of free market, do what you want, find a hole in a business and market and fill it, that kind of thing. Now that's all done. You're going to be told what to do. Just like in the old days, you're born to a painter, you're going to be a painter. That's your job. That's your lot in life. There's no doing what you want. You're gonna get an assignment. That's what you're gonna do. Cause we need bottle washers. So that's what you're gonna do.
By the way, that's, you ever see those signs, heroes work here, speaking of bottle washers?
maybe a couple around hospitals and whatnot.
Yeah, that's a recruitment slogan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I agree. That's one of the smart things Dave J said.
Mm-hmm.
He said that heroes is advertising because these are actually areas where you can't find people.
Yeah.
For instance, we can't find truckers, at least native-born ones.
Right.
Nobody wants to grow up to be a trucker. Nobody wants to work in long-term care homes.
Help. Yep.
Nobody wants to pick the fruit. They're right. All heroes. And
no one wants to work at Starbucks.
Well, I don't know if they're heroes, but the grocery stores, maybe.
I'm telling you that that's what the signs say.
Oh, they're heroes at Starbucks still?
Oh, my God, yes. They're heroes at Starbucks. They're heroes at the grocery store.
Yeah, grocery store, I've heard.
Yeah.
Hot nurses. Nurses, yeah. Hospitals, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. When we first started, you said that we can't really go too long because you're tired.
Yeah, I'm tired now.
So I'm going to end with one last question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What decade of your life, 70s, 80s, 90s, et cetera, do you wish we can go back to?
I would say even 10 years ago wasn't bad. Things, well, just because I'm older.
That surprises me.
Just because I'm older.
But, no, I'm older too.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're young, you don't have as much. And I was hoping maybe to retire in a couple of years. Just have the ability to retire.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I can't travel, because I've never traveled and I wanted to do that, but I don't think the way things are going, there's going to even be planes flying for another 5 years. So that bums me out. But I don't really want...
So you're saying that you fawn over 10 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, 10 years was okay. Mm-hmm. There was a
what
lot of hope.
What about the
80s? Well, the 80s I was... just in my teens, so I don't really want to be a teenager anymore. I had enough of that. The music was good.
That's what I was going to say. You don't like the music and what was on TV?
Yeah, the music was good. TV, I didn't really care too much about TV even then. I was trying to run small businesses and whatnot to get ahead, but I don't need to go back to the – I was okay with the projection we were on. I'm not one of these people that think that everything – I did know in my mind that I think the Ponzi scheme was maybe unsustainable. And I did think, just looking around, there's too many people that aren't doing anything and getting fat. So I, like you said, and I guess you got it from Alan Watt, that we're the most studied people ever.
Yeah. Species, yeah.
Studied species ever. So yeah. Don't you think the guys that run the show are taking the temperature saying, God, there's too many people doing too little and the crappy jobs aren't getting done. We got to bring people into the country. People don't like that, but they, on the other hand, they're not doing the jobs. Everyone's getting super fat. Just society has just got to this excess decadent state where we need a culling. We need a culling.
Yeah.
We need to bring in some of the bacon now. We need to bring them in because this is not sustainable. Everyone's making too much money and they're not doing anything. If you were running a farm and you're getting some super fat animals and you're running, say, and just on your farm, you're running out of grass, whatever. So it's time for a culling. We got to pull this thing back, sell off some people or animals. I think that was maybe what could have been one of the things that was happening that they could easily monitor. Maybe.
For some reason that reminds me of what John LeBond said maybe 3 years ago when I first spoke to him again.
Mm-hmm.
He said that he thinks that the, what I call the not so elite, they're doing this to help us. They're doing all this to help us.
Mm.
Does that make any sense to you?
Well, you mean if we get so decadent, so elite that we just collapse anyway on our, just like a chicken that's so fat, it can't even walk, so it'll collapse. We have to really pull everything back, pull back the food supply, just try and bring everything back into a better balance, just so we can keep going. That is that's always been the excuse of the elite. They say we only need 500 million people because we got AI now, robots, and we're going to wreck this earth unless we cull it right back. I think they've always said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if we keep growing, keep paving over forests, and where I live, they do keep paving farther into more farmers' fields. Where I live in Toronto, Toronto's a growing mega city. Mm-hmm. So there are arguments. So are you just going to keep paving fields of farmland with concrete? And, you know, when you pave a field with concrete, that's not really good for the earth. So no. Maybe they figure, well, we have to stop it, and we got to just go vertical. We got to get everyone in the cubicles going 80 stories high and grow food the way they do in Disney World, where it's just all hanging from a ceiling and there's no dirt and whatnot. So maybe that's definitely part. That is Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. There's no doubt.
But no doubt.
How, and I said this before, if their plan is America 2050, where they get rid of the border, how are they going to get there? If we were just doing what we were doing before, how would you convince Pennsylvania to be Canadian?
Yeah, no one would do it.
Yeah. If that is your plan, how are you going to get there? So,
no, what they're doing makes total sense, but this idea that they're doing it for our good doesn't make sense at all to me.
But that's the only way they can sell it. You know, the greater good, it's for your own good.
Who's saying that Agenda 2030, Agenda 2050, Agenda 2057 is going to be good for us? Mm-hmm. Might be good for them.
It's good for herd management. It's not
– right.
It's sort of anti-freedom. It's anti-do what you want. No, it's – you're just going to be a managed resource. You're going to be more managed than you've ever been before.
That's right.
And – we've talked about it. We've read about it. We can still read about it. The plans are not hidden. It's just nobody read them. Just us. Just a few people. So there's no surprises. You know, the Rosa Corys. She's been saying it sounds about right, but everyone said, well, how does it affect me this year, next year? Well, now you know. Now you know how they're going to get rid of the border. And like I said, it's the U.S. that's way out of whack. They're the ones that got to really be put in a straitjacket and come kicking and screaming. They'd rather the U.S. be more like Canada, not the other way around. Because this is a New World Order country.
Right.
So you're going to have to give up your guns, give up your constitution's done. Done.
So Rosa Corey, that name rings a bell. Is that the Agenda 21 lady?
Yeah. She speaks the most clear on how it's done at a local level.
Yeah, I wonder if Rosa got her information from Alan Watt or vice versa.
Yeah. Like even where I live, there's a bus lane on a road that needed to be widened, and it's still just a bus lane. There's no buses on it. Why would you do that? Well, our local councillors would never have done that, but they got the sustainable city bullshit at this very small local level. And now we have a road, a lane that's completely empty all the time, and there's no buses on it. So obviously they built it for not this year, but maybe for 10 years, because that road is going to have it's going to be intensified like a downtown like you've never seen before. There's no towers there now, but I just got a thing about the plan. You're going to have 50-story towers all along this, what used to be a country road 40 years ago, and it has a bus lane right now. So why would you do that unless you had a 40 or 50-year plan? That's what it is.
I've successfully gotten you to go over 2 hours now, but I'm going to leave with one last thing to think about.
Yeah.
You just reminded me. Did you know that Google is backing out of Toronto with their smart city?
Yes.
Is that bullshit or is that true?
I have no idea. I think they had something called Google Sidewalk.
Yeah.
I think maybe they just didn't get a good financial deal where we pay for everything and they get all the benefits. You know, the normal public-private partnership that the public takes all the risk and the private takes all the profit? So I think that might have been the reason. I don't know the exact story, but I don't think it's the end of the story either.
Okay, so it's just an end around. They'll do it some other way.
Yeah, I think so. I think because now we're getting bus lanes because of COVID. There's no link at all. But it's all the things. And instead of a trial, he just said, this isn't going to be a trial. We're just putting it through. Like normally you try something and if it didn't work, then you take the paint off the road and go back. Now our mayor's already said it's not a trial. We're just putting it through because we need it. All those essential workers have to take the bus.
Yeah.
So that's where it's the end of, you know, freedom in the sense that if the old days you took the bus and then you bought a car, that's a level of independence, freedom. All young men in the old days, that's what we always wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But now, no, you're going to take the bus and we're going to make the car just impossible. So it's all part of the Agenda 2030. And again, they're using COVID just as the catalyst for it. Nothing to do with each other. Nobody can see a link, but they just said that's the way it's going to be. So they're so emboldened now. This is what I really hate. They're so arrogant. And the more left they are, the worse they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're so anti-freedom. It's so fascist. And I guess they're emboldened by the compliance and the support because it's such great lie. Yeah. So then they can make just these arrogant statements like, you anti-maskers, you are the worst. How dare you consider freedom when you're killing people? They made that link. It just that clip I played of that guy. Can't you see the little, I hate to say it, the little Hitler that's just bursting out of his eyeballs? He just can't wait to just knock you in the teeth because you don't have a mask. You can just see he's ready to swing that stick, bust your teeth right out.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, what a happy thought. Hopefully tomorrow will be better.
It will be better. I can guarantee it. I would like to do this now that I've got my daily thing going.
All right.
I would like to do this more often with you. So I'll talk offline with you.
Yeah, that's great.
About doing it more often. Yep.
Yeah, that's great. So you did one more show last night because you've been offline for a while.
I did one. So I always say it's going to be daily-ish because I take Tuesdays and Saturdays off. But every night I will fire up the microphone and fire up the webcam and record. So I put the audio version of it up for free. You can go to escapethenewnormal.com to get that for free.
And check your feed because my phone says that's a bad feed.
Yeah, because you need to update the feed. If you go to Escape the New Normal and go to the XML the RSS, you'll update the feed.
Okay, because right now it's not redirecting to anything it likes, and hopefully you're in a podcast directory, because even Adam Curry was saying that he doesn't like the idea that Apple is the custodian of the feeds.
That's so right.
I don't know if he's advocating or he has something to do with it, but he has a directory called the Podcast Index, which is
supposed to... I heard him talking about that.
Yeah, that's independent. We don't need Apple. Screw Apple.
Apple has they have the distribution.
Well, they administer a feed. And I hate Apple. I've said that. I really hate it now because I paid for FACO2 for iOS. And really, it's just their app and they modified it. But I can't get it into the Apple store because they don't like the content.
Right.
So the app is totally compliant. It doesn't break the phone, the iPhone. But now they don't like the content that it serves. That's not the purpose of having strict compliance to their programming.
So what you're saying is if I go there, you're not, I can't search for your podcast?
No, if you want to download a direct, an app for FacoTube, you can get it.
Oh, an app.
It's an app.
Yeah, you have to pay a $100 developer fee for that a year.
Yeah, but my developer was just using his account. But
I see. So you're linked to him, right?
They won't let it in because they don't like the content.
Right.
They said take everything related to COVID down and we'll look at it. Well, that's the whole site.
Right.
So I'm not going to do that. I didn't realize they were so controlling of the content.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My podcast will not last. I'd be shocked if it lasts a couple of weeks on Apple. Shocked.
Yeah, that's why we need an independent index.
So what is Adam Curry's podcast index going to do for us? Because it's not very clear.
Well, I don't know if it's his index, but he's helping promote it. It's called the Podcast Index, and it's just not controlled by anyone. It's the whole idea of we should be able to search for a podcast in a decentralized manner. So I have a copy of the index. You have a copy. A server over here has a copy. It's not Apple. Apple doesn't own the index.
So it's crypto for podcasts.
It's just a decentralized shared file, just like a torrent index.
Right, torrent.
Pirate Bay doesn't own the torrent. All they do is list it. That's the whole thing people don't even understand. Pirate Bay just is a list of all the torrents. That's all
it is. It's a curator. They curate it.
Yes. So it's not theirs. Apple doesn't own the podcast index, but they curate it. They sort of fix it up and make it neat so it fits everything they want to get out of it. And then they say, oh, it's ours.
And what they could do, like Spotify, is they could do a pre-roll.
Yeah, they take over your actual audio file and put stuff in it, in front of it, in the middle. So Spotify is, and Adam's totally right, you can't monetize the network. So Spotify is doing all kinds of crazy things to grow, but you can't just buy content and hope you're going to make money. Like the idea of getting Joe Rogan and paying him $100 million for whatever that is, it's not going to work. It won't work. They're not going to make money with the guy, especially if they have to appeal to their advertisers.
No, they already made money because their stock went up like $1 billion as soon as they announced the signing of him. So they made money.
Yeah, but but they have to keep going. So if they lose, it'll go back down. But the point is that I just like the Adam Curry, John Dvorak, No Agenda model. If you think it's worth it, then you can pay for it. But you can't monetize the network. So Apple should not own the index. So if I go to the podcast index and type in Marcus Allen Show, I should find it. Even if Apple doesn't like it, that's too bad. But it should be independent. So right now you're not in the podcast index because I just tried it. You're not there.
Where do you search for that? Because I can't find it.
It's called the Podcast Index.
I'm at podcastindex.org.
And I don't know how you submit your podcast to it.
How do you search for podcasts?
I don't know. But on my phone, I use Podcast Addict. And one of the search engines that you can change is under their search. So within the phone app, I can choose the Apple Podcast Index, the Podcast Addict Index, which is their own. They just grab the feed and make it searchable. And then there's this third option called the Podcast Index, which is beta. So they're just trying to build it now.
Is your show in there?
It is.
Is it?
It is. I think it is.
You don't remember how to submit it?
Well, I didn't submit it. They just created it from...
Oh, they grabbed it. Yeah.
They just grabbed it from all the different indexes out there. And I don't think anyone was really curating it. So Apple was doing the most. So Apple sort of said, well, it's ours now. It's sort of like how Bill Gates, he took all this open source software and just said, it's mine. I'm going to market it and you can't. And if you want it, sue me. Right. So he basically just took all this free stuff and made a company out of it. That's why people, even back then, didn't like the guy.
Yeah.
So he's never been for anyone but himself.
Yeah.
So he's perfect for selling vaccines because they don't help anyone except him. They don't promote health. They're not trying to extend humanity. He's trying to get, it's the opposite. So we should know him by his past record.
I don't think that's true at all. It doesn't help just him. It helps the entire sickness industrial complex.
Sure. But he's the front man for it right now.
Right. He's just the front man.
There's no one else speaking as much as that. And I think it's almost because he's stupid that they're using him, because he's just stupid. He says stupid things. He waves his arms. He can't speak properly. I don't know if he's got a health problem.
Some famous person was asked, because someone found out that this famous person hung out with Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Oh, it was Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Elon Musk said he was the most boringest person you've ever spoken to in your life.
Yeah. Well, Elon's another actor / fraud, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun when they call each other out. It's just sort of like entertainment.
But
Bill, just by his own actions, the guy's an idiot.
Yeah,
he sounds stupid. I don't. You think the guy with all that his family money? Maybe he did go to a good school, but maybe, you know, it doesn't mean he studied or had any ability. He just probably got through it. But
there's nothing that guy says that shows any smartness to it. I agree.
Yeah, he makes mistakes too. He speaks poorly. He's always saying all the time, which is that's just filler for I don't know what to say next. It's just terrible. He's an idiot. Right. So the elite must be laughing that this guy signed up to sell this crap, because I think he's sort of just a dummy. But all right, on that happy note, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
That was a good one. Yeah, and I think I need the first 10 minutes because I didn't record that, and hopefully you got the first 10 minutes or so. But I got the.
Yeah, I have it all. Yeah. We're at 2 hours, 16 minutes, 44
seconds.
Yeah.
So I lost 7 minutes. So I'll get it from you again. I don't know what it is. Whenever I talk to you, I don't get a good, I lose my end. Suspicious.
It's Walker's fault.
Right. Yeah. That was our only caller tonight. All right. So we'll talk. You'll be online, this week. So maybe we'll have a chat.
Yep.
All right. Take care, dude.
Have a good night.
All right. Good night.